It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's a formula for securing one of the most notorious streets in Baghdad. Start with Haifa Street, which runs near the fortified Green Zone and has been a constant battlefield. Deploy U.S. and Iraqi forces throughout the area, then set up checkpoints every 100 yards. At least for now, the formula seems to be working. In a few moments, we'll ask if the effort to secure Baghdad can work in the long term. We begin with NPR's Jamie Terabay in the Iraqi capital.
With ammunition clips strapped to his chest and an American flag stitched onto his right sleeve, Sergeant Tamer Al-Jirjus could easily pass for a U.S. soldier. He's an Iraqi Christian serving in the Iraqi army, but not all the men stopping and searching cars at this checkpoint are soldiers.
We have joint checkpoints. The rapid response and the local police are with us.
The sight of both the Iraqi army and police force on Haifa Street is reassuring to residents desperate for a mixed security force to tackle the sectarian militiamen who frequently battle here. Jirjus and his unit moved into Haifa Street with the surge, and he says life is slowly returning to normal.
There are no problems on Haifa now. Everyone can come and see. Thank God, many displaced families are coming back.
Since the surge began in mid-February, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has called on Iraqis who'd fled sectarian violence in their neighborhoods to return home. Many are reluctant, fearful that whatever calm the surge has brought is only temporary. Qusay Jawad, a 22-year-old carpenter, sits on the sidewalk on Haifa Street chatting with friends. Even this, he says, would have been impossible months ago.
Things are much better than before. Before we couldn't even go out. Most of the families left their homes. There were days when you couldn't go to Haifa Street. There was a sniper up there who would shoot people. Now we can stay till 9 or 10 at night.
But locals like Jawad also say things could change in an instant if the Iraqi forces leave.
As long as they're here, it will be safe. If they leave, it will be dangerous.
A man on a scooter whizzes through a market, now closed to traffic from Haifa Street. Along the walls are pictures of residents killed by snipers who once laid siege here. Amar, a rosy-cheeked 22-year-old, points to the motorcyclist and says one of the pictures is of the man's brother.
His brother was shot by a sniper as they were both walking near the pension office on their way back from work. I was hiding with my friend in a room, and when we saw them coming, we tried to warn them.
The dead man's nephew also witnessed a shooting several weeks ago and ran out to help. He, too, was gunned down. Amar lives on the other side of the market, in an alleyway along the Tigris. The people here are poor. The roofs are sheets of aluminium and dirty curtains serve as doors. Outside his home is a little shack where Amar and his sisters sell soda and candy. Their mother, Zahra Jabbar, is a nurse. She's 49 years old. Jabbar has already lost two sons, one a soldier killed in the early days of the U.S. invasion, the other drowned in the river just outside the door when he was six. Not wanting to risk losing another son, she refuses to let Amar join the police.
We live in Haifa Street, and I go to work only with the help of God. On my way to work, I never stop reciting verses from the Quran, especially as I pass by the walls with pictures of the dead.
Jabbar feels reassured by the increased security presence here. She says it's been weeks since the last incident on Haifa Street. As Amar walks back to the market, he counts off on his fingers all the men who've been killed on Haifa Street. His mother may be heartened by the renewed calm, but Amar says he wishes he and his family could move to another place. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR reporters Isra Al-Rubai and Abdullah Miziad contributed to this report.